Intelligence Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to audiochat.thinkologist.com. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow thinkologists around the globe. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. To listen to the live stream, go to s3.fakeologist.com. Now, on with the audio chat.
Please hold while I try to locate the person you are calling.
Hey, what's happening?
I thought you would call me back, but after a few minutes, I thought, okay, maybe I better
call. No, it's okay. I was just dialing and you called, so you beat me to it. You're right on top of things. Congratulations. I got a lot to tell you tonight.
I had a premature ejaculation. I needed to
talk to Adam. Well, that's nice. I got a lot to tell you tonight because there's a lot going on in the conspiracy world. Just because we got COVID going around doesn't mean there's other conspiracies are on hold. There's a lot going on right now.
Well, is part of it, I heard that the Hoover Dam was coming down.
That's a big one because I'll tell you, my daily menu is going through YouTube and just seeing who's doing what on my channel, Notify, and I saw that show this morning where Alex Jones was showing a picture of the Hoover Dam. He was calling the dam something, and Lake Mead was communism, and I guess we were holding up the dam, and if it breaks, then communism will flood the world. But listen to this. The Toronto police just did a news conference today. They said they solved a 36-year-old murder of a 9-year-old girl from 1984. And it's a murder where I think she lived within a mile of where I used to live. And it gripped the whole country for a long time, filled up a lot of media, filled up a lot of crime news magazine shows. And I'll go right to the punchline because I know I don't want to bore you. But the guy that they said did it, you know what his name was? His name was Calvin Hoover. Calvin Hoover. Now what does that evoke in your mind when you hear the name Calvin Hoover? What do you think about?
Well, in my mind, I think of Calvin and Hobbes, but Hoover obviously.
Okay.
Hoover obviously is Hoover Dam.
Okay, so where would Calvin come from? Not Calvin and Hobbes. And I'm not even a student of American history, because we didn't learn it, because I was born in Canada, but it occurred to me, what do you think the tie-in is with the Hoover Dam and Calvin? That's right. He approved the dam.
Wow.
And up here in Toronto, we don't write our own stories up here. They're all American. And an American genealogy company, all unnamed, no details are supplied in this story. They just said they sent the semen from the underwear of this poor little girl down to the United States. Of course, there's still enough DNA to tell a whole story. And they use what's called genetic genealogy, just a bullshit term they came up with. It doesn't even, it's a duplicate kind of name, but they're just trying to baffle us with bullshit. And they said that's how they built a couple family trees and found the guy. They shook him out of the tree, and there he was, a family friend the whole time. Calvin Hoover, which in my mind, I'm quite sure the story is fake, even from 1984.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm pretty sure this person doesn't exist. But, you know, in Canada, we're always asking, come on, guys, if you're going to make up stories, can you at least Canadianize them? Like, it's a completely Americanized story. It's obviously not born here.
Right.
So I'm just wondering, if we can put the two ideas together where Alex Jones is once more promoting that the dam is going to bust, and now we have a Canadian story which nobody is going to hear except a few people like me. Okay, you would never have heard about this story because it's not relevant to you. And I followed the story since the 80s. I'm old enough, so I know about it, but no other Canadian, no other Canadian is even going to know the story. So I'm putting 2 plus 2 together.
Did I hear you right? Did you say 33 years ago, 1984?
No. Well, no, it's actually 36. 3 plus 6 is 9. And it's almost to the day. So it's October 15th, the Ides of October, and this little girl allegedly was murdered on October 5th. So it's 36 years plus 10 days to the day that allegedly had the story began. So, yeah, we don't have quite the numerology you like, but it's the names in this case. Very bizarre. The news conference was the most uninformative conference ever, and it just means that the police chief and whoever he was with were not given any details in the story. They read a very short script, and there's no information at all. I just wanted to put it out there on the record so you heard it from me that maybe they're conditioning us for something with the Hoover Dam.
Oh, I think when I saw that, it was obvious to me that this was pre-programming, and my God, what a great false flag that would be.
Now here's the fallout. I'm not totally sure about my agriculture, but the Hoover Dam, I believe, dams up Lake Mead, which flows into, which is the Columbia River system. Am I right?
You know, I'm an East Coast guy, so I'm not sure, Ab.
Well, I believe the Columbia River is what feeds the water supply in Southern California. Now, what's in Southern California?
A lot of liberals.
Southern California is the breadbasket of North America, fruits and vegetables, which, of course, is nutritious food. The number one truck line goes from California to Canada, and all they do is bring fruit and vegetables. We don't sell anything. All our trucks go down empty and come back loaded with fruit and vegetables. And we get them all from Southern California, and I guess some of them get shunted up from Mexico.
Right.
But that's the breadbasket of America for the most part. Yeah, I know Florida has fruit, but I think most of it, the almonds, most of it is from there. So if they mess up the water supply with a false flag and blame it on, well, the watershed is all screwed up because the Columbia River has been screwed up because of this. That could tie into the whole food shortage, artificial food shortage that they're going to use to just exacerbate and bankrupt all the smaller farmers and just consolidate and bring that whole angle to this PSYOP. This is a massive PSYOP we're talking about here,
man,
brother.
You may have saw it on the Telegram, but I walked into Walmart today. I needed to give my daughter a birthday card, and it was just right there, and I zipped in. And as I was waiting in line, I was just observing all of the plexiglass and all of the people masked. And it just hit me. It kind of gave me this really ill feeling, pit in my stomach, that this is like real. No shit. These guys are these demons are literally, they've made their move. They're taking over the world. And it's all bad.
That's why as much as I love you for pushing an 8,000 pound boulder up a hill for what you're doing, my point is you're pissing into the wind. I think it's fantastic. I all the power to you, but this is so big. One guy or 50 guys from Florida are not going to change this. This is a monster. This is the monster that you always were afraid was hiding under your bed. It's here, brother. It's here.
What an analogy.
And the fact of the matter is, only a tiny number of us realize the monster is under the bed. Everyone else is just dreaming. They don't see any of this.
Matter of fact, my daughter, she just, we were kind of celebrating because on Monday, she was accepted, or not just accepted, she's sponsored into the Tampa Police Academy. And so she's going to go into law enforcement.
Yeah.
And she was telling the story about how she loves Mayor Castor of Tampa because Mayor Castor's wife, now Mayor Castor is a woman. Mayor Castor's wife, when all of the COVID stuff happened, she made lasagna for everyone and brought she was feeding us all the time, and oh, I love her, and they're such a cute couple. And I'm like, okay, wow, my daughter is going to hate me forever because I'm going to serve Mayor Castor with a NOL. And I'm excited about it. But I thought, oh, man, they're going to see my last name. And she just got accepted into the academy. And I can hear my ex-wife now telling me, oh, I'm fucking up her life. And, oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Not only that, but your daughter will probably arrest you at the Walmart down the road. So you better get that's even worse. That's coming. You're gonna present all your paperwork, and they're gonna say, "Hey, wait a minute, we're calling the cops." Your daughter shows up and puts the cuffs on you, buddy.
I asked her. She said they're not sending cops out for masks.
Not yet,
right? But no, then.
Not yet.
Go ahead.
I don't want you to get too distracted by the masks because the masks are another misdirection, I guarantee it. The masks are just to keep you so distracted, so disoriented, so irritated on everything you do that you're going to miss many clues, so much of a big picture.
We all have our gifts, right? Your gift is being able to assimilate all of this because you have the time and you have the know-how of researching and what to do. And so others of us, like for me, I really think it's a big deal to be able to give people confidence and a strategy to breathe again. As a matter of fact, Sunday evening, because I haven't booked another guest, I have been in contact with this wonderful woman who she literally went through the process that I suggested. It worked so well, she then went ahead and made them for all of her friends and family members, and she was so excited when she sent me her message, and I said, hey, you want to come on the show and talk about it? And she's really excited about that. And for me, that just, man, our show has freed up a lot of people to go out and breathe, and I think that's a fairly...
Hey, no, you're good.
I think it's a fairly...
Oh, yeah, you're making a huge contribution. Absolutely. I'm proud of you, brother. I'm proud. No, you're doing... It's great. You're inspiring. You're helping people. I'm all for what you're doing, and I'm not going to tell you to do this or do that. I'm just trying to point out that...
It's not my only battle. I'm doing the NOL... I'm doing anything else that comes my way that I could possibly do. So it's just, my point is, it's better than just bitching about it and talking about it and fearing the monster under the bed. We got to do our little bit every little day. If there's one thing that we can do to resist, we should try to do that, I think.
I agree. I was only pointing out that don't get too misdirected here because there's such a huge big picture that I just want you to notice when it happens.
Yeah, no,
that's
right.
You do it.
And that's where, I mean, honestly, today it felt really daunting to me, and I never get like this. It's like I felt really almost depressed.
I know.
looking around thinking, this is
more, I know.
This is more,
I know.
More than just a passive buzzword, oh, it's the new normal, ha ha ha. No, this is the fucking new normal. This is so abnormal, and it's here. And it's here to stay because nobody is resisting. Everybody is acquiescing to, it just drives me fucking crazy.
It's because they believe. You got to go back to your core message. They believe. They believe. They believe. That's it. The belief is very hard to break. They believe now. What are you going to do about it?
You know what I want to do? I want to open up, and I'm going to try it myself. I almost did it at the gym yesterday, and then it just didn't seem right with the way this guy was working out and everything. But this dude was probably 20, wearing his mask. Nobody else was. And so I thought, you know, how am I going to approach him? What am I going to say? And then I thought, you know what I'm going to do is just say, hey, I have a show on YouTube that I do where we talk a lot about the masks and everything. Obviously, I think it's fair to say you're wearing a mask that you may be concerned about this pandemic. And there are others who, like, will argue that it doesn't exist and that there's really not. Would you be interested or open in coming on my show and just, I'd love to hear your perspective. Why do you believe this? And I mean, I'm being sincere. I would like to talk to some of these people who do believe in it, not to argue them out of it, but try to understand. And I bet you it would be really interesting.
Do it.
Where do you get your news? Where do you get your news? Who do you consider sources of authority? And then, of course, we would enter in our, you know, well, would you be, if I could demonstrate X, would you be open-minded to consider taking off your mask? You know? I think that would be good.
Well,
I think that would be good radio, actually.
Absolutely. Get them. If you can maybe even do a pre-roll, pre-interview with your camera, if he's willing to appear on your cell phone, because people don't always show up for these appointment interviews, so it's almost always better to grab it at the moment. It's harder to resist, or just do an audio interview. That's the better way. Just get your camera, get your audio recorder on your iPhone going, and just say, "Can we just do a quick interview here? No cameras, because that way he's anonymous for sure." Try that as well. That would be the fastest, best way. And put that audio out. That would be fantastic.
Okay. That's a good idea.
And if he likes what you did, then say, listen, you did a great job. Audio is great. Would you mind coming on my show? You don't have to show your face if you don't want to. You can call in on the phone or zoom in on audio only. That's what I would do. That'd be great.
That's a great idea. That's a smart idea. And I'm going to actually open it up to the viewers to say, if you guys have somebody who's a mass believer who would be open to coming on and us having a discussion, let's do it. We're going to be really, Ab and I will be really nice. And I'm really interested, actually. And you know how it is, yeah. Ab. It's like, there's nothing in the world I could say to my daughters and they would consider it. I just would elicit an eye roll. However, if they were in the same room with you and having a conversation with you and we said the same damn thing, they would consider it.
I don't know about that. I don't know. But I don't know if that's true, because they're more likely to listen to you than anybody in the world, I should hope.
Like,
do you really, if you can't crack your own family, how successful do you think you could be with a perfect stranger? I'm not sure I agree that would
be
easier.
That's why I was thinking as I was working out and watching this guy, I'm like, I could go up to him and tell him, or I could have a, see if he'd be open to having a conversation to where it's just like I'm trying to understand. Because
be careful though, because if somebody came up to you in the gym and wanted to give you a lecture on the Watchtower magazine, what would you do?
Well,
and you know who I'm talking about. You know who I'm talking about.
No, I'm knowledgeable enough that I would say, you know, thanks but no thanks.
I know. That's what we're talking about, though. That's what we're dealing with. We're dealing with a religion at this point. That's where we progress to very rapidly. We are dealing with, you are now, you and I are will be a subject of the Inquisition because we don't believe.
We're the Antichrist of their religion?
No, we're just, we're the non-believers. It's crazy. That's why I said I'm very careful and very leery about literally walking into someone else's religious temple, which is every store now, and pissing on the floor. Because that's how serious it is to these people. I'm not even kidding.
Yeah, but you know what? There's such, but that's why my strategy works, is because there's such virtue signalers. When you point to that little handicap, you know, symbol, they're like, it's checkmate, because they can't go all caring on your ass.
But that doesn't change the idea that they think you can kill them. I don't care if you have an exemption. If I'm a big believer in the Coroni Roni, I'm worried that you can kill me. You are a threat. That's the problem.
I just find it hard to believe that there are people who really fundamentally believe that, Ab. I really do.
Why don't you ask them. Ask them.
No, it's a good question. I mean, when
ask
we get somebody
them.
On the show,
do you think
that's a great question to ask? Do you think that I can kill you?
I want. Right, and they don't have all the information. They only got some surface propaganda. That's if they still listen. If they didn't turn it off. But that's what they're operating from, very limited information. Now, I told my daughter to make a color-coded board, like the terror colors, from orange to red.
Yeah.
And I said everyone should have to wear an armband based on their belief level of this COVID. From green means I don't believe it at all, to red that I'm worried that you could kill me. And that way you can identify every single person around you. And if everyone's wearing red, I think you better turn around and get the hell out of there.
Gee.
I'm serious. I'd love to see an armband system where I don't want to ask you 20 questions and harass you about your beliefs. That's quite personal. But if you just put on your arm your belief level, that will help me a lot navigate wherever I am.
Are you hearing yourself talk, Ab? You're talking about you're mandating armbands now, Heil Hitler?
No, I'm not mandating it. I'm just suggesting it. Say, guys, I want to hang out with people with green armbands. If I walk into if I want to walk in with red, I'm turning around. Well, why? I'm not mandated out.
How about just walk in without a mask, Ab?
Listen, I talked to my sister. She's in the medical profession. I said, if I came into your clinic without a mask, what would you do? She said, I'd throw you out.
Hey, Ab, you're asking the wrong fucking question because you're setting it up. And you've never printed out what I've sent you and laminated it and got a lanyard and then go ask your sister hey, if I wore this and walked in and I said, I have a medical condition, I can't wear a mask, what would you do? And then tell me that answer. Going in with a mask, you're just leading the witness there, that question to your sister. You knew what her answer would be. So I just...
I hate it when you do that
because when people hear that, it's like it almost where I'm trying to provide courage, you're pussifying it by telling people that, you know, people are going to be angry or they're going to kick you out or any of that stuff. And you can't do that, man. I mean, if you don't want to do it, that's one thing. I don't understand it. I don't understand why you, of all people, wouldn't want to at least, you know, for your own thought experiment, if not anything else, go through with it. I mean, shit, if you want me to make it for you and ship it to you, I'll do it.
I don't go near my sister. That would never happen. I never go to her clinic. I never would go near it. I just asked her. I just asked her up front. I said, "Have you had anyone?"
Okay. Do me a favor. Yeah. Do me a favor. I want you to call her back soon, and I want you to say I was sharing that story with a friend of mine. Now he has a medical condition, and he said, "Ask her this: if he walked in with a lanyard, and that." Explained the condition he has and actually has a wheelchair that has the handicap sign on it, and he politely said, hey, I have a medical condition, I cannot wear a mask,
I'll give you the answer. I already have it. She said she would do a virtual appointment. She's already said that. I asked her all that stuff. She said I'm not risking my health for any patient. She says, I don't have to. I don't have to treat them if I'm afraid for my own health. That's what she told me. And she would offer you a virtual appointment. That's what she said.
Okay, well...
Because I'm trying to tell you, I know you love your laminated badge and all that. I'm not trying to discourage you. I'm just asking real world questions. I can't get near my sister.
No,
big believer.
It sounds to me like that's a good thing. I would want to be my...
But I miss all my nieces and nephews. I want to see them.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
Well, but that's what this is doing, man. It's separating everybody so much. I mean, it is just destroying society. That's what I felt today. I'm like, This society is just gone now. It's like nobody sees each other smile. All you see is a fucking symbol of sickness. That's all. Nobody sees politeness. Nobody sees good
You're
cheer.
Right.
Nobody sees
You're
anything.
Right.
All the joy in this world is hidden. It's gone.
I agree.
And there is no new friends being made. Because you can't.
I agree, Doc.
Fucking.
I agree. I heard it's 6.5 feet. 6 plus 5 is 11. I agree 100%. I'm as sad as you are. By the way, I found another fantastic female dissident in New Brunswick.
Okay.
This woman, I put 5 of her videos up on FakoTube today.
Oh, I saw her.
My God, does she speak well. We got to get her on. She's unbelievable.
I already sent her an invite.
Oh, good. She's so, so well spoken. I had to look up 5 words that she spoke. I had to look up 5 of them and make sure they meant what I thought they meant.
She's incredible.
She's so intelligent.
Yeah.
No, and she's popped out 8 unvaccinated, naturally born children.
Whoa!
Unbelievable.
Wow.
Unbelievable. Like, anyone that's done the work to make eight human beings is already in the saint category to me.
That's amazing. She didn't look that old, you know?
Well, so I think she said she had her first when she was 19, which is sort of the ideal age to have a child. I know everyone doesn't think so anymore, but that's...
Oh, I agree.
The Babylonian... The DBBs have convinced all women that wait till you're 30 and then it has to go to the industrial obstetric industry to get the baby out.
Yep.
And then by the time they go through that once or twice, they just don't, they do not repeat, do not want to do it again. And I don't blame them.
Yeah.
And I don't blame my wife either.
No.
Because that's what happened to us. When she said all that, I thought, oh my God, that's exactly what happened to us.
Wow.
Exactly.
Wow.
If I told you the story about my firstborn, we went right through the industrial obstetrics industry, as she calls it. I've never heard anyone say that. Every single thing that she said was what happened to us. We were told we had a Downs baby. We were told we had the needle poked right into my wife's amniotic sac, which could have killed the baby. We've had the genetic counseling, which is complete hocus pocus.
Wow.
We were given the option, do you want to proceed with this? I mean,
wow.
And then they had the monitor on the baby's tiny soft skull during childbirth. We had the Pitocin, which destroys the woman's ability to create oxytocin to give labor. We had every intervention completely unnecessary. Completely.
That's horrible.
When we went through that, I said, if I get a second baby out of this woman, I will be stunned.
Yeah.
I will be stunned.
That's
because
crazy.
It was such a terrible, it was such an awful situation. Oh, I don't even like, it makes me so depressed.
That's amazing.
You only have one life to live.
Yeah, yeah.
And now we got the Babylonian bastards.
The Babylonian Druid bastards.
And now they're destroying my grandchildren's future.
They are, and that's what
because
that's what's the other thing is Walmart taught me so much today. It like I'm looking down at these. I'm not even playing right now. I'm getting like teared up. It's like I look down and these little kids that, you know, because I take Zammy to see these little kids before all this. So it's like they always bring joy to me, you know, because Zammy brings joy to them. And these little
kids. Oh, yeah,
kids
it's wonderful.
Are all. They're fucking. And the mom, one black woman, I wanted to kick her ass, like, slap the shit out of the back of her 3-year-old's head for bringing his mask down.
Oh, my God. Oh,
that's awful. Put that damn mask back on. Slapped him on the back of the head.
Oh, Jesus. That's child abuse times two. Oh, my God. Yeah, what can you do? It's not your child, but my goodness. The child abuse going on right now is off the charts.
Yeah, it is. I would be so depressed as a parent if I had kids that were just, you know, grade school age and shit. I mean, my daughter Vlada, she's 17, she's senior, she's a big girl,
I know.
She's like, I tell her you have my permission to not wear a mask and we'll come up with it. She's like, Dad, I don't mind. But that's the conditioning, which is
I know. It's gonna kill a generation. It really is. Worldwide too. Not
right.
Just limited to this country or that country.
Well,
they're gonna cut the world's population in half. In one generation.
Dude, I mean, isn't that crazy? It's almost like it was planned. I'm being
Well, we know it's planned.
No, I'm being tough.
I know, we can't be. No, we can't be sarcastic anymore.
Yeah,
we can't.
That's
I don't want any sarcasm.
That's a good point.
No, I don't even want... I really... Because a lot of Chinese, they don't know what sarcasm is. And for our Chinese audience, I don't want to lose anybody with this message.
Right. Hold on. My wife's walking my dog. I want her to say hello to you. Hold on. I'm going to ask her to come over.
All right.
Come over here. Just stick your head in here and say hi to Ab from Canada, my buddy. Hold on, she's...
Hi, Ab.
Here, open up.
Okay.
Hello, Yana.
Hold on.
Hi, Yana.
Hi, Ab. How are you? Hello.
I'm well, Yana. Don't let him roll up onto your head. You know what he's like.
Right. I'll try to be careful.
Hey, Yana, yeah. Yana, I hear so many good things about you. You, to deal with Todd, you must be an angel.
Oh, absolutely, I am.
Okay. I knew it.
I've heard so much about you, too.
Oh, no.
That's all good stuff, all good. So can't wait to meet you once in person. That would be great.
I'd love to meet you. I love Russian women, if I could call you that. Are you a Russian woman or a Florida woman now?
I don't know. Quite international, I guess. Well, I'm half Russian, half Polish, but Floridian.
Oh, wow. Even better,
right.
Polish.
That's Slavic. Yes. But,
and she's hot, too.
Wow. I know. I love... We have a lot of Polish girls, women rather, in Toronto, and my God, they're smoking hot.
I'm not ashamed, but I'm honest enough to say she's way smarter than me too. She's a PhD. I call her doctor. Doctor
wife. Every time he calls me on my phone, he says, Dr. Pittner.
Oh, nice. Oh, wow, that's fantastic. Well,
right.
take care of Todd. He needs a lot of help with this COVID thing. It's really difficult.
Yeah.
It's really difficult, but he's very smart man. He's one of the few that understands what's going on. So that makes him a very special person. So take care of him.
Awesome. I'm so happy you guys found each other and you have conversations, and I'm listening to your shows. So I'm interested.
Oh, thank you.
I'm interested.
Oh, good.
Yes.
I think we're starting to chip away.
Yeah, right.
We're trying to save the world here. We're just two guys trying to save the world. Hey, and guess what? Today, a reporter asked our premier, which is like your governor, what he thinks about the idea that the whole thing is a hoax. I put that on FakoTube tonight. They actually asked him, what do you think of those that think it's a hoax?
What did he say?
He just said, well... I'll let you. It was just a political answer, but basically he said that there. Why would we lie to you? Why would we do this? I'm getting all my info from the chief medical officer, and we got, I think, at least 10 or 100 or 200 doctors on the panel. He didn't even know the number, so he was just making it up. But I'm glad the question at least got put to him, because If we can serve him with an NOL saying, listen, if you are going to be liable for these lies and the hurt you cause and the damage you cause, that will put everything in a whole new light.
Absolutely. Do you want to go back with us?
I'm going to walk with Lexi, with one of our dogs, so...
Go ahead, honey.
I need to...
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, it was nice meeting you, Yana.
Very nice meeting you, Ab. And all
nice
the best.
Nice to meet you. Yeah, we're going to get you on the... We want to have you. Are we going to get you on the broadcast sometime soon?
Will you come on the show?
Oh, it's me on the show.
Yeah.
So what can I say? Am I experienced with COVID?
Yeah. Talk about why you believe that viruses exist.
Oh, Vlada, our daughter, she had COVID. She still cannot smell anything. And it's
so,
3 weeks now.
We want to talk to a Russian PhD who is probably the smartest person around. We want to find out why you believe when you are way smarter than us.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what we want to know.
Not only that, but
you, I guess, lived under a very oppressive communistic regime where you know you're being lied to on a regular basis. So we want to know about that too. Is that fascinating?
Right. No, that's it.
So does that make you more able to detect being lied to or less? That's really what we would love to know.
That's interesting. That's a good question. Good question.
Yeah. You'll find we ask a lot of good questions.
She'll come on. Expert at asking questions.
Wonderful. Okay, well, I'm getting eaten up. And
okay.
All right. Very nice meeting you, Ab.
Nice to meet you. Take care, Yana. And I'm pulling into my driveway too, so the evening commute is about to come to an end anyhow.
Oh,
all right. Okay. Well, listen, Ab, go kiss the family and have dinner, and we'll talk with you tomorrow.
All right. I'm going to put this up now. It was a good call. Thanks for calling the record line.
You better believe it. All right, we'll see you, man.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right, be seen.
I'm a bit, that's all, folks.